And you brought with you today a financial profile for 2020. And, you know, when people talk about their local government, one of the things they like the most or would like to see the most is transparency. And that seems to be kind of the goal of this profile. Can you kind of describe what's in here?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. We put this out every year, and it talks a little bit. Oh, there's a letter from the city manager. There's our city commission goals. There's a lot of financial facts and figures. You know, you mentioned some awards. We had some people retire. Our fire chief, Alan Shelton, retired after 44 years in the department. But one thing that a lot of people are interested in is, you know, how our mill levy compares with other cities in our area. It explains that, you know, our city mill levy has been fairly steady over the last 10 years, and we're around 32 mills. And compared to, you know, Hutch, Great Bend, Dodd City, Liberal, we're below them. And so that helps kind of explain to people where we are, and also our total mills levied per community for 2019 were about in the same ratio, and looks like Hayes and Salina were a little less than Garden City. But you know, whenever you're growing, you're gonna have to spend more on infrastructure and things like that. The other thing that there's a lot of good information in here about some of our different advisory committees that boards that you can sign up for. You know, there's a Planning Commission, Board of Zoning Appeals, Recreation Commission, Lee Richardson Zoo Board. I mean, there's a lot of different advisory boards, and you know, the commission relies on those people to give us some guidance. We can't be everywhere, and so when they recommend certain things, we listen. And there's a citizen input form in there about the CIP. That's a it starts here, I think, in November, early November, and they basically give us a lot of input of what capital improvement plan is, what that is, and it gives us some information on what people think is important, where we need to probably be spending money. And so anyway, there's a lot of good information, and you can pick up a copy at the city manager's office on the second floor. Okay. And we try to pass these out. I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce has them too. So they're readily available, and we print several thousand of them. So there's plenty of them around. And but, you know, anybody has any questions, they can always call up the city manager's office and talk to someone there.